Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Cross Country.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Cross Country. The Tigers are gearing up for the SEC Championships in Columbia, Missouri, as we spend some time now with Tigers coach Aaron DeKent. All right, coach, finally getting to the championship part of the season for Auburn Cross Country. And I know it's been a whirlwind time for you as the new coach for Auburn Cross Country. So what have you learned about your team through the regular season as now you gear up for the SEC Championships?
Well, I'll tell you, it has been quite the whirlwind, and getting to know these kids on the fly, it's been a challenge, but it's been a lot of fun. This group, I do feel like the one thing I've learned about this group is they're very resilient. They work incredibly hard. We might not be in the most talented in certain spots, but they're very coachable, and you tell them to do something, they're going to do it to the best of the ability every time. And that's something that I value a lot in my athletes. And so to already have kind of that in place with this group, I'm very encouraged what I've seen so far this year, but it's also very encouraging looking towards the future as well.
You knew coming in that, especially with the men, you would not have a ton of depth. There wasn't a lot of room for error with this team. It has borne out to be that way throughout this team. So talk about this men's team and what you've worked with this season.
This men's team, knew going in, our plan was to not only trying to run at this level, but to be consistent in our approach each and every day. And this group has done a great job of really not riding the roller coaster, the emotional roller coaster you'd have in a season like this, sticking to our plans, sticking to our guns, not getting too wrapped up in ourselves individually, focusing more on the team goals and what that paper looked like and the team standings at the end of each meet. And I think, this group has done a great job so far. And, going to this meet, we know the challenges we'll face and we know what our goals are. But I feel very good about the direction they're going and I feel good about what they're capable of doing this weekend.
Who have you leaned on for leadership with the men's program, coach?
Tommy McDonough has been a great leader for our team. He's, coming every day. He's probably not the most vocal guy. When he does say something, people do listen. He's a guy that comes in. He's so consistent with everything he does, training, his approach. He's a rock for this team. And having a guy like that every day that just, he's always at the front of our pack and workouts. He's always leading things. He's always pacing things, making sure that, we're on pace. We're getting through the workout correctly. He's never going too hard or too slow. You can't put a value on that. It's been great to have Tommy here. I'm so happy that he came back for this final year. I wish I had more time with Tommy.
All right. For the women's team, you knew you'd have a little bit more depth, but you didn't have two of your top runners running for the team all season long, coach.
Yeah. We knew with Presley and Joyce having late summers with their track season last year that we were going to get them started a little bit later in the year. We were definitely leaning heavy on, freshmen like Hallie and Hannah, and then, Samantha Rogers and Sarah Pacer have been our kind of our leadership from a standpoint, but they're really young runners themselves. Sarah Pacer is someone that came in this, when I first arrived, she had been hurt all summer, hadn't run a whole lot, had just been working hard in the pool. And the gains that she's made this fall, for where she was the first day of practice to where she's been one of our top three runners all year, I've been very impressed by her development and just her mindset and how she's approached this season. That was something that day one, when I saw this roster, I thought this was going to be a up the mountain battle. But she has done a great job of being a rock for us too. She's been kind of that Tommy for us on the women's side. And then having Joyce and Presley jump in, halfway through the season really gave us a spark. I feel like things are coming together at the right time of year for us. This is, we're healthy, we're feeling fit, we're feeling strong. And I really do feel good about where we're going with both men and the women's teams.
You've run one meet above the Mason-Dixon line this season. That was at Notre Dame, and it was in the 80s that day. So you really have a run in a cool environment. You will likely get a cool environment when you go to Columbia, Missouri this Friday.
I just looked at it this morning, and things things will probably change, but right now it looks like it's gonna be rainy and cold. All of a sudden we went from we couldn't buy a day under 75 to, and now we're gonna be bundled up for three straight days trying to stay dry. So you know, that'll be a challenge, but I think you know, for this team, things like that hasn't really bothered us this year. You know, the heat is, for distance runners, that's the hardest thing to deal with is the heat, you know, keeping your body temperature down. So going somewhere where it's a little cooler, we'll make the adjustment. I'm not too worried about that.
What do you know about the course at Mizzou, Coach?
I've never actually been there before. I do know that this is a fairly new course that they've built for cross country. I know it's got some hill work in there. There's some rolling hills, nothing that we're afraid of. There's nothing plain about where we run here in Auburn for sure. So, you know, we've been working on hills all year. I mean, it's a staple of our training, something that we kind of pride ourselves on. So, you know, something like that, we're excited for. We think that's going to be something that's an advantage for us moving forward. You know, this will be my first time out there too. So this will be a learning experience for myself.
How much time will you get on the course before you actually run Friday morning?
We'll get a chance to go over there Thursday morning and check things out. We'll spend some time. We'll jog it, and then we'll, you know, we'll sit there and we'll look at it and kind of, you know, identify some spots and identify different loops that we want to, you know, think about how we want to approach them. You know, and we'll probably Google map it tonight and kind of go over, you know, all right, this is what these loops look like, and kind of just get a little bit of an idea of what it is. But the process of kind of planning that all out will probably start tomorrow, and then we'll spend a good deal of time on it on Thursday, just checking things out. Hopefully it doesn't rain too hard on us while we're out there.
Coaches, as you look at this event, do you feel that your regular season has prepared you well? You've run twice in Tallahassee, hopefully another one coming up in Nationals. You've run at Notre Dame. You've run at some really big venues as far as the amount of runners are concerned. Do you feel that this team is prepared for SECs?
I think our schedule really set us up for this meet. Each race got, you know, provided different challenges, whether it was Florida State at the beginning of the year with some top end teams at, you know, with FSU, BYU, Northern Arizona, Notre Dame gave us that big invitational feel. And then obviously pre-Nats was a little bit of a simulation of the national championships. And so I think all those meets provided a challenge for us in different ways. And I think, you know, all things that we'll see this weekend, you know, we're going to go into a meet that's highly competitive, that's going to get out very hard with a lot of top teams at the front. And I think, you know, the one difference here is, you know, and one thing that we've been trying to work on the last couple of meets is we don't care so much about time. We want to see who we can beat. And the SEC meet is all about who you can beat. Obviously, we want to run well. We want to run fast. We can run 2-minute PRs, but if we get last, we still get last. And so we want to go out there and we want to see, you know, we want to see who we can beat and kind of prove to ourselves that we're not not what we are ranked in the preseason. We think we're a little bit better team on both sides than what the preseason rankings kind of showed early in the year. So, you know, I definitely think our schedule set us up to be prepared for this moment and this weekend.
Wish you all the best, Coach. Safe travels. War Eagle.
Thank you, Andy. War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Aaron Kent on this week in Auburn Cross Country.